Speaking freely, thinking freely. This is Free Thought Radio.
Yeah, hey, yeah, hey.
And what more appropriate way to give thanks this Thanksgiving weekend, post-Thanksgiving weekend, than to honor those to whom we should give thanks, the Native Americans who helped the formation of this country. That's a friend of ours. My name is Dan Barker. I'm your friendly neighborhood atheist of the airwaves here with Free Thought Radio. And that's Brent Michael Davids, who made that recording just for us. He's a friend. He's a Stockbridge Mohican, and he's a well-known orchestral composer and a film composer. You've heard his drumming and his flute on the back of a lot of movies.
And I'm Annie Laurie Gellar, and welcome to Free Thought Radio, your antidote to the religious right.
And this show is produced by the National Freedom From Religion Foundation. We are a national organization of atheists and agnostics and other types of non-believers who educate the public about what it's like to be a non-believer and to work to keep state and church separate.
And briefly, Dan, we got lots on our show, but you just came back from a sojourn at a bunch of campuses in the last 2 weeks. How many?
I did 11 events in 10 days on a bunch of college campuses, mostly in California.
Northern California, and you were also in Canada.
I was in Stanford, UC Berkeley, UC Davis, Sacramento, Calgary, Edmonton.
Talking for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, but also signing a lot of books, right? Godless.
My new book is a campus/book tour. My book called Godless, How an Evangelical Preacher Became One of America's Leading Atheists.
And you had some good crowds, right?
Oh, some wonderful students. Co-sponsored by the Secular Student Alliance.
Later in the show, we'll talk with Fred Karger, who is the founder of Californians Against Hate, who's charging that the Mormon Church did not report all of its political activity that it engaged in to help pass Proposition 8 on November 4th in California, thereby banning gay marriage. Mr. Karger has a very important complaint to the California state government. It's been all over the news recently, so we're pleased we were able to book him for today's show. He'll be with us during the second half of Free Thought Radio. And now we've got some hot news to announce, a new Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit. And where is that lawsuit, Dan?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Which you used to live in. And the foundation filed Wednesday in federal court in that L.A. area against the city of Rancho Cucamonga.
In California.
For interfering with our free speech rights and for showing preference for religion over irreligion in messages by persuading a billboard company to censor our Imagine No Religion billboard. The foundation had placed the billboard on Route 66 in Cucamonga in mid-November for 2 months. That was the plan. The board came down on November 21st after being up for less than a week. It was destroyed by the billboard company, and that was thanks to the interference of city officials in Rancho Cucamonga.
So first on today's show, we'll talk with a businessman and an FFRF member, Mark Moninger, who had originally suggested the site for the Imagine No Religion billboard. And he helped us to get it up in that Southern California city. Welcome to Free Thought Radio, Mark.
Well, thanks for having me. I guess I'm the big problem guy here, huh?
Not really.
That'll give you a lot more publicity.
Is it Moninger?
Moninger? Moninger is fine.
Moninger,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there actually is a Cucamonga, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Made famous by Jack Benny and in the early radio days.
And wasn't there a Bugs Bunny thing about Cucamonga
Railroad? Yeah, I think Bugs Bunny always made a left at Cucamonga and ended up in Albuquerque.
Oh, and like isn't that. It in a song, too? Or something?
Well, Route 66. It's not in Route 66.
But yeah, they talk about San Bernardino, but you're right. The sign is actually on Foothill Boulevard, which is part of the original Route 66 highway.
And we're getting all these emails where people are cracking these jokes saying, Cucamonga, spelled K-O-O-K, because of what's happened there. But before we talk about the billboard coming down, let's talk about how it got up. And it's a very good site that you found for us, Mark. Why don't you talk about it?
Well, actually, I have to give credit to my cousins who are members of your organization, and they emailed me and said the FFRF is having a convention in September, and so they emailed me the information, and I joined the organization and went and met you both in Chicago, and you talked about the billboard campaign that was going around all over the country, and I was thinking, I rent a billboard to advertise my business, and I knew that my contract was going to be ending in September. I've been renting this sign for about 4 years, this space, and I thought, this might be a good place to get into California. So I talked to Annie Laurie and mentioned that, I had a space that I could at least put you in touch with the company that owns the rights to the sign. I was just a renter just like you were. And that's kind of how it started. And I knew that October was going to be booked. Somebody else I donated it to another organization to use in October. And after that, it was free to anybody who wanted to use it. And anybody who, pays the money, sends them the artwork, and pays for the manufacturing of the sign can put up a sign. I've donated.
And we did that.
And you did that.
And we paid for it, and we prepaid for it. And we have a signed contract that was totally breached. But where was that billboard exactly in Cucamonga?
On the southwest corner of Foothill and Archibald, which are the pretty main drags of town in our city of about 160,000 people. It can be seen going south on Archibald and going east and west on Foothill. So it's a pretty prominent town. If there's, a center of town, it's, probably two lights away from the main center, but it's a heavily traveled corner, and it's popular because it gets some of the most exposure. Rancho is a city that's been incorporated since, I think, the early 80s, and they have tried to mimic themselves as a conservative family town, and for family values and some nice communities. Are very particular about the colors of the buildings and how things look. They've eliminated all the electrical and telephone lines. Try to mimic Irvine, I think. And one of the things they wanted to do is get rid of billboards. The only reason why these are still up where they were grandfathered in from the city charter, and they were allowed to have the billboards up. Everything east of our city, there are no billboards anywhere in the town. So there's only about maybe half a dozen still standing billboards.
So we have to act fast.
So we knew it was a good billboard because we got excellent media coverage. There was a story is it the Ontario newspaper, the Bulletin, and the Daily Bulletin, and then there was coverage on CBS, ABC, and
your local affiliates.
Yeah, so why don't we quickly listen to that before we talk about what happened?
In Rancho Cucamonga, an unusual billboard is causing some controversy. Some support the message while others find it offensive. CBS2's Stacy Butler is live in Rancho Cucamonga to see what the fuss is all about. Stacy.
Paul, the billboard behind me just went up last week. It's part of a nationwide campaign to support the separation of church and state. And already here in Rancho Cucamonga, it's creating quite a stir. We live in a time where just about everybody is looking for a sign.
Imagine no religion.
This isn't exactly the sign most people had in mind.
Imagine there's no country and no religion too. We would never imagine that. Praise the Lord.
I don't think that's right.
Are you offended by that sign?
Because I am a religious person, yes, I am. Yeah.
Why are you offended?
Because it's freedom of religion.
But it's freedom from religion. This atheist foundation is now advertising in Rancho Cucamonga.
Imagine no religion is just an interesting concept of saying, hey, what if we were to not have so much religious dogma and our religion is better than your religion? Maybe we might have a better world.
It is offensive to anybody who has any religious belief at all. Just with the vote, yes on 8, no on 8, it shouldn't be up there.
Ironically, Prop 8, says Freedom From Religion Foundation member Mark Moninger, is a perfect example of how religion inserted itself into politics. And while the billboard campaign has nothing to do with the proposition, Moninger says now is the perfect time to send a message to Southland residents.
our country was really founded on a separation of church and state and not allowing or not establishing a particular religion.
What did religion start out to be? Just a way to worship God? It's carried way beyond that. It's got no place in politics.
It's the first sign of its kind in California. Others like it are up in at least five other states. But this lifelong atheist doesn't believe that anyone will change their beliefs by looking at it.
I mean, if you look at all the awful things that are going on in the world, people have to grab hold of something, whether it's nonsense or not.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation represents nearly 13,000 agnostics and atheists nationwide. Now, other billboards read, "Keep religion out of politics" and "Beware of dogma." We're live in Rancho Cucamonga. Stacey Butler, CBS 2 News.
Okay, so that was the news story that played about a week ago, about 10 days ago, and it was the next day, Thursday, November 21st, that all hell broke out. Mark, briefly, tell us what happened.
Well, what's interesting is that segment you just played didn't even hit the news until about 10 after 5 our time. So, and the city is open on weekdays until 6 o'clock. So it's interesting how quickly they moved on this, but literally the next morning, Thursday morning, and I was told as early as 6:30, 7 a.m., a crew was there to take the sign down, and they replaced it with a sign that said, "This space available," or, you know, "Billboard space available," and the phone number of the billboard company.
You're showing that it came down before I was phoned. I was told it was still up when they phoned me, which I think they tried phoning about 10:30 Central, which is 8:30 your time.
Could have been around that time. I know that I got there at around 12:30 after I got a message for me to come look at or take a photo, and the sign had already been removed. And I asked somebody in the area, and they said, "Oh, yeah, there was somebody here early this morning taking it down."
So it went down, and then we're going to talk about the lawsuit that has resulted in the next segment.
We have to take a break. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. We're on Free Thought Radio. We're talking with businessman Mark Moninger about censorship of free thought speech by the city of Rancho Cucamonga and the support that we're receiving from people in California who are indignant that a billboard company would take down the Imagine No Religion billboard, apparently at the instigation of city officials.
So we'll be right back after this short break.
I'm Michael Newtow, and this is Free Thought Radio.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor. And we're continuing our talk with Mark Moninger about the billboard that was censored. So, Mark, according to newspaper stories, the city contacted the billboard company. What happened to get that thing down?
I Imagine No Religion billboard down.
Well, apparently they were concerned because the city got, they said, about 90 calls and complaints about the message or about the billboard. And according to them, they called the billboard company and let them know that there were, that they had several complaints about it.
And then the reporter, Wendy Leung from the Bulletin Daily, wrote and was told, she interviewed Linda Daniels, is the woman that we're suing. She was told that someone from her redevelopment agency was instructed to call the billboard company and say, is there some way you can get it down? Well, now they're admitting to calling the billboard company. They're denying saying that they asked someone to take it down. But what was the point of calling the billboard company in the first place if it wasn't to influence them? So, Mark, there's been just a great outpouring of interest in the area, and you said it's kind of like creating a revolution. Why don't you talk about the responses on the website at the newspaper about this?
Well, certainly, like most papers, our local newspaper has a place you can get on their website and make comments about certain stories that have appeared in the newspaper. And this story has appeared, I think, three different times in our local paper. And I'd say, as of today, there's probably well over 1,000 comments between the three different stories, and people from that are shown here from all over the country that have heard about this story, either picked up the AP wire and got on the local newspaper and have made comments.
So, you know, by taking down our billboard, the city of Rancho Cucamonga is actually really publicized our message, Imagine No Religion.
Well, that's the interesting irony about it is the purpose of the message is what it is, and the organization is based on the freedom of separation of church and state. And here you have, because of the billboard, you have a state actually infringing upon not only that, but First Amendment rights.
Our First Amendment rights, both the Establishment
Clause. The whole purpose of the billboard.
Yeah, the Establishment Clause and free speech. I mean, this is the heart of what a government is not supposed to do. They're not supposed to chill speech. They're not supposed to say, you're too controversial, you can't talk. And that's what the federal lawsuit that was filed this week is saying. And we're asking for damages. Both punitive and compensatory damages, which the foundation has not done before.
And we're suing the city.
We're suing the city of Rancho Cucamonga and the particular woman who apparently instructed this phone call to go out. So they tried to suppress speech, and they tried to suppress speech because it was, they imagined anyway, critical of religion. So we have been really pleased by so many people in the area contacting us, joining the foundation. Students saying they'd like to have a picket, and who knows what will happen. But it's actually been kind of heartwarming.
So, Mark, did we get our money's worth? How long was it up? 3 days? Or what?
I think it was up about just about a week, maybe about 5 days from the day that I first saw it. I think was on a Saturday, Friday or Saturday, and so it was not quite a week before it was removed.
Well, we have to go now. Thanks so much, Mark, for all your help on this issue and for being a guest on our show. And stay tuned. We'll be reporting more on this.
And next on Free Thought Radio, an interview with Fred Karger, an agnostic, a founder of Californians Against Hate, about the role of religion in the adoption of Proposition 8 in California on November 4th, particularly the deception of the Mormon Church. And he's filed a very important complaint with the Political Practices Commission that oversees California finance laws. So don't miss the second half of Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. This is the only national non-theistic radio broadcast in the United States.
Find out more about Free Thought Radio and the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021.
God, or if you have a problem with organized religion, there is a new radio show just for you. The Liberal Radio Network, Air America, has a new program called Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker for Free Thought Radio.
And our guest for the second half of the show is Fred Karger, who joined the campaign management and governmental affairs firm The Dolphin Group in 1977, served as their executive vice president and chief financial officer until he retired in 2004. Fred Karger managed numerous campaigns for federal, state, and local office. He ran several successful opposition campaigns, including heavy involvement in two presidential elections. Karger has also been very active in community and charitable organizations in Southern California for more than three decades. Fred Karger founded Californians Against Hate to bring public attention to the major donors to the Yes on Proposition 8 campaign, which recently ended the enacted marriage equality in California.
So welcome to Free Thought Radio, Mr. Karger.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to be on.
Now, you're stirring up a lot of press, and Californians Against Hate, that's a great name. What made you decide to start this?
Well, I was in San Diego in March for a conference when the story broke about who the major funders of the qualification effort to Prop 8 were.
And the qualification, what does that mean?
That means in order to get a constitutional amendment like Proposition 8 on the ballot, you need to go out and spend $2 million to hire professional signature gatherers in order to get 1.1 million signatures. And that's just what they did. They anticipated the court decision. They've tried to do this before. They passed it in 2000 as a statute, the same language, but they need to put it in the Constitution to really to make it stick.
So what happened is that they passed it in they passed something, a ban on gay marriage before that was statutory, and the California Supreme Court overturned that.
Right, and they were anticipating that, I think. They've tried this a few other times and just always come up short. But this year, in 2008, they had a suspicion the court might overturn that 2000 vote, Proposition 22. So they were prepared. Focus on the Family, National Organization for Marriage, some big, big national groups initially funded this, along with some wealthy individuals, and several of those were in San Diego. And they were written up in the San Diego Union-Tribune, kind of gloating about their big contributions, and many of them had their own businesses. Robert Ahone has Ahone Motors with 6 car dealers, Mercedes and things like that. And Doug Manchester owns the Manchester Grand Hyatt, $125,000. And Harry Castor owns A1 Self Storage. He and his family gave $293,000.
And these are religious right people then?
These are religious right, and they're Catholics and Christians. This was even before the Mormons got involved. And someone in that article, who was just a gay person from San Diego, said, we should boycott this, you know. And it just hit me. I'm thinking, you know, absolutely, why should I stay at the Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotel and give Doug Manchester my money when he's going to take it and a lot more of it and use it against me? And so I spent the next month in San Diego talking to the gay leadership and to organized labor. And anyway, I made a determination that we had enough allies to put together a new organization to watch the donors and to take some action against the early donors and maybe future donors, and to publicize that and at least let people know who's giving the money. And then people have the option of supporting those businesses or not.
Now, your website, Californians Against Hate, has what you call a dishonor role. Can you talk about some of the religious rights groups and people who are on that and how much money they've been spending? Knights of Columbus, you have $1.4 million, for example.
They're the leader. I did that primarily to make it easier for the media to be able to calculate the amount of money they're. I mean, we had no idea they'd raise as much with as many donors. They had something like 65,000 people contribute to the Yes on Hate campaign. So for a reporter to go through and figure out, you know, who gave the most money, because a lot of it's done over, you know, several contributions over a period of months, I did that. And I also wanted to draw attention to these people. And we came up with the name, the Dishonor Roll, because I feel that individuals, organizations, businesses that want to give money to take away the rights of a particular minority group, that is not an honorable thing to do, and particularly giving, you know, $1 million or $400,000. And so what we did, we cut it off at 5,000 and above. And right now there are over 1,200 individuals and organizations that have given over $5,000.
You can see that on a webpage? We can see all that?
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to CaliforniansAgainstHate.com. It's right on the front page of our website.
At the Dishonor Roll. And then you can also scroll and see many of those major donors. I mean, I saw a lot of Catholic priests giving under 5,000, but there's just a lot of religion involved in this.
This has been their cause, and it goes back really 13 years. The Mormon Church, who are now trying to play victim in this, they began this. Utah was the very first state to pass a ban on same-sex marriage, and it was in 1995. And then the Mormon Church really put up the secret memo, which Daily Kos just came out with in 97, to talk about their strategies of involving the Catholic Church and other mainstream religions in this fight to give themselves a little cover.
Why isn't the Mormon Church on your list?
They didn't... at least they didn't report any contributions. And so we're continuing to look into that. But one thing they did do was to take over the campaign by raising, by our calculations, about 75% of the money of the $38 million. 75% of it was raised by the Mormon Church.
Now,
what they did in 98 was to fund it directly. They put about $1,100,000 into two elections, one in Alaska and one in Hawaii. And they were kind of, they were bad-mouthed about that. And so they decided to instead of putting up the church money, they would get their members to contribute to kind of hide their involvement a little bit more.
Well, that's like $25 million or so, isn't it?
At least, yeah. And that's what we were able to identify. And we did it in kind of a conservative way. But, I mean, the numbers were crazy, unlike any other election we've ever seen. It completely shut down the Secretary of State's reporting facility for 3 days when they first came in. And this isn't the only state they did it in. This year in Arizona, they put in over $7 million. And that, I'm told by two ex-Mormons who were running that campaign, the No campaign, that it was 100% Mormon money. And a huge Mormon population
yes,
in Arizona.
Yes, they have a stronghold there. And that was so distressing because Arizona had was the first state to defeat a gay marriage ban 2 years ago. And then they went ahead and supported it. And my question to you, Mr. Carger, is how are we going to stop this from happening in almost every other state when the church's tax-free money and their influence is unbridled in this manner?
Well, I think the best thing that's happening right now, first off, I'm and I've never said this before until this election. I said the day after the election, I am glad we lost. It was close election. We lost by only 4 percentage points. We lost by 23 points. Same question 8 years earlier. And we raised more money than they did. So, and what it did, though, was to invigorate the gay lesbian community like nothing else and our allies. And we, of course, we're seeing that. And as a result of that, we're seeing a lot of pressure put on these donors. And, you know, there's shame connected with that, and there should be. People should not be giving exorbitant amount of money to take away the rights of a minority.
But,
and now they're paying the consequence.
But, I mean, what is the consequence? I mean, do you really think there's going to be a consequence to the Mormon Church? They're not going to lose their tax exemption over this. All they did was ask their members to send money, and that's not technically illegal.
No, that is perfectly legal to do to an initiative campaign, not to candidates, and I think they're pretty cautious. But what they did in this, and this is why I filed my sworn complaint with the California Fair Political Practices Commission, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in non-monetary contribution, and that needs to be reported if it meets this test. You're allowed to communicate as a church or organization with your members, and you don't have to report that contribution. The second you go to one person outside your membership, to non-members, to voters like me, then it becomes a reportable non-monetary expenditure.
So you're in trouble. They're in trouble with the state of California, not with the IRS.
Well, yeah, just with the state, it's the enforcement division of the Political Reform Act. That's called the Fair Political Practices Commission. They have attorneys and investigators, and they can slap huge fines. They have subpoena power. And they can file civil lawsuits and have won millions of dollars in judgments when there has been some illegal activity. And I'm not suggesting that. I've just asked them to investigate. And what is great news that we got earlier this week is that they have agreed to take on an investigation of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes, and always that was reported earlier in the week in the New York Times, and I saw your name there. And this is. Tell us what is the power, briefly, before we go for the break, what's the power of the state in investigating?
They have huge powers, and they can actually go into the church and look at the records of their expenditures, because they put together phone banks that we've documented in Idaho, at BYU, Idaho, at Rexburg, Idaho. In Salt Lake City, they've had phone banks. They have a website called preservingmarriage.com, which has over 14 commercials and videos. And in that on that webpage, they have forward, share, watch. And the second you do that, when you are forwarding it to non-members, or it's an available website to anyone like myself, then that becomes a reportable non-monetary contribution, as far as I'm concerned.
We have to take a break, Fred. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Giller. We're talking with Fred Carger, who's with Californians Against Hate, and we'll be back to finish this conversation after this break.
Ask for a sample issue of Free Thought today and find out more about the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. Beware of Dogma.
And welcome back to the conclusion of our show. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we've been talking on the phone with Fred Karger, who's the founder of Californians Against Hate. And Fred, I was in San Francisco a couple weeks ago on the 15th, and I walked through the street where there was this wonderful protest rally protesting the vote.
On
Proposition 8. And just signs and banners and just this enthusiasm. And I think what you were saying earlier, there is something of a energizing backlash that is happening.
Oh, absolutely. And it, you know, San Francisco is kind of the typical place to have something like that. They didn't even have as many people as San Diego, which had 20,000 people out demonstrating. In Los Angeles, 15,000. And that was duplicated, not the numbers, but in 300 cities around the country, little towns, Greensboro, North Carolina, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, places that have never, ever had a gay civil rights demonstration. So,
and there's also been some pickets and rallies in front of the Mormon Church, which is very interesting.
Yes.
I mean, almost immediately, and I was so pleased because the enemy of the equality, marriage equality, has always been the organized religion, the Mormons, the Roman Catholics, and the fundamentalist Protestants. And it's been like the elephant in the middle of the room that we can't talk about. And so finally there has been some focus on the separation of church and state and how necessary that is for civil liberties. And you were saying during the break, you were looking into things like the focus on the family, which spent $500,000 explicitly to promote Proposition 8. What can we do with this information that you've amassed?
Well, I think they need some more scrutiny. I mean, James Dobson is kind of the king of that movement. He has a huge organization. He gave $500,000. They gave $83,000 in non-monetary contributions, which they reported. But, you know, here's a guy who flies around in private jets. He's got houses all over the country. And he just laid off 202 people at Focus on the Family. And I think we just need to start examining some of the organizations, in addition to, you know, some of the, you know, the religious organizations that are out to take away our rights. They've done this in 30 states. They're out to bury gay civil rights. And what's happened as a result of this narrow loss is that they have awakened Godzilla. Mm-hmm. We've turned the corner, and now we're chasing them. And I'll tell you, they don't like it.
Well, and I think I told you over the phone, Mr. Karger, that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has had so many of our members in California say, get involved, do something about this. And so our staff attorney called the state to put in a friend of the court brief on their appeal of Proposition 8. And we were told we were undesirable. As a free thought state church group, they didn't want us to write an amicus brief. And we're still waiting to find out whether we can even sign on as a multiple signature to amicus brief. So I'm, you know, here I'm thinking, well, isn't this about civil liberties? And isn't this about not demonizing people and ostracizing people who are minorities? And isn't the whole issue state church separation? And here they don't want to be associated with us. So my feelings were hurt.
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not involved with the legal aspect at all. I'm not an attorney. I know we got the best attorneys there are, but I really have no explanation for that. I'm not sure who you spoke with, or it might be good to go back at it again through the National Center for Lesbian Rights. They're Lambda Legal.
Maybe talk to them directly and not work with
absolutely,
the state
person. Yeah. I mean, because they have a game plan. They have this thing worked out. I mean, they know specific states to go to And so I yield to them. I mean, they've had, you know, so many tremendous victories and upsets. I mean, I never thought I would ever live to see California allow same-sex marriage. And we had it for 5 months.
Yeah.
The world didn't blow up or anything. It was a very peaceful, wonderful, happy time for so many people.
And I'm hopeful
we'll get it back. And we will, I know, in 2 years. If the court doesn't give us relief, we'll be back on the ballot.
Put it back on the ballot. Well, that would be
without a doubt.
That would be a great, great thing to fight back. And I have to say, some of my favorite reading is the Sunday marriage section in the New York Times, where, you know, I look for the same-sex couples. That's so much more interesting. I mean, the world isn't crumbling. It's fun.
Right.
And
it's fun, and it's great for the economy. Arnold Schwarzenegger said that as the only positive thing we had going to help our California struggling economy were these same-sex marriages. I mean, all the gay magazines had like 4 or 5 pages of marriage ads and, you know, of all these services and engagement ring companies and things, and they're gone. They're all gone. And,
well,
and it's really, really sad.
Well, the religious right is trying to fight, and we're going to fight back. And we appreciate all your efforts in fighting against hatred in the state of California and in the world.
And give us again the website of Californians Against Hate.
Yes, it's Californians, plural, against hate, .com.
Very easy.
And we welcome everyone to visit. We're very proud of it. We're an all-volunteer operation. We're very small. We're actually just started raising a little money, so there's a donate button in the upper right-hand corner, which we just started to get a little volume with, so we're very excited about continuing our battle.
Thanks for joining us today, Fred Karger. So much fun having you on the show. You want to hear our previous shows, go to our webpage, ffrf.org/radio.
And you can join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We'd really like your support. We have litigation going on in California ourselves for free expression for our Imagine a Religion billboards. You can ask for more information at ffrf.org. And I want to thank Fred Karger and Mark Monninger for joining us today. You for listening. And please tune in next week for more rational radio
and blasphemous broadcasting.
Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.